Hey there, Patriots. This is Pragmatic, and this is my Q broadcast for Friday, November 23rd. We have a short update. I want to get you caught up to what Q has posted over the last few days. Q posts can be found on many different websites, including qmap.pub. For those of you who do not like the black background on qmap.pub, if you go to the upper right corner of the page, click on, I think it's there's an identity button there where you can log in and create a profile. But if you click on that, you can toggle it from a white background to a black background. Those of you who have Android phones, want to get Q drops or Q alerts on your phones, those are available in the Play Store. My theme for this update is nothing can stop what is coming. You want to get caught up on a couple of proofs from the last few weeks. Some of you are probably aware of this, but some of you may not be, so I want to get everybody caught up. On October 2nd, before Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing, Q posted this, 5347 Q. A lot of people kind of assumed that Q was discussing the eventual vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation. Then on November 13th, after the midterms, Q posted this, 5347. People took that as maybe it was actually a prediction of the final majority that Republicans would have in the Senate over Democrats. Well, on the 16th, the president tweeted this. People are not being told that Republican Party is back on track to pick up two seats in the U.S. Senate, an epic victory, 53-47. The fake news media only wants to speak on the House, where the midterm results were better than other sitting presidents, and that was, again, November 16th. So we have this little graphic here, 53-47, and Q posted that, October 2nd and November 13th. Here's another proof I find very interesting. There was a question and answer session that Q held back in April 19th, where Q answered, I think, five questions from the Anons. This is one of the questions. Will election fraud be revealed soon? Q's answer was, yes, election fraud would be revealed. Midterms are safe. Watch California. Q. I unfortunately misinterpreted this post, and I thought that when Q said midterms are safe, that there would be this massive red wave. We would take a larger majority in the House and the Senate. That didn't happen. But, of course, Q wasn't talking about the midterms being safe with respect to increasing the majority. Q was talking about election fraud. That was the context of this question here. So what Q is saying is, we have people from Homeland Security and other intelligence agencies that are watching the midterms. They're recording things, and their people will probably be prosecuted. Watch California. All right, so remember, this is in April. Then on November 10th, Q reposted that drop, same drop from April, and added news unlocks Q. When Q says news unlocks, it's an indication for us to look for a news story that will confirm the drop. So again, this was November 10th. On November 20th, it was announced that nine people in California had been charged with felony crimes related to election fraud. This has to do with people working down in urban areas of Los Angeles, getting homeless people to sign fake voter registration cards, fill out fraudulent ballots, and things of that nature. So Q was right. Election fraud is being exposed, and it is being exposed in California. And I think this is just the beginning. I think we're going to see more of that in the future. Also on November 20th, it was announced that Congress is going to have an investigative hearing on December 5th regarding the Department of Justice investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, we know that the DOJ has been investigating the Clinton Foundation for at least a year. There's also was an article in, I think, that one of the Dallas newspapers that said the IRS had been investigating the Clinton Foundation since 2016. The interesting thing about this December 5th hearing in Congress is that U.S. Attorney John Huber is going to be the star witness. This is an article on The Hill. You can find articles on other news outlets about this. Q posted a link to that article and wrote this. I'll just read it to you. There's the link at the top. D5, nothing can stop what is coming. We know that D5 can have several different meanings. Most of the time when Q talks about D5, I believe it's a reference to the highest rating on the avalanche scale. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. This election was not about fixing the economy, trade, borders, military, protecting our children, etc. Also, another corrupt politician or insider can simply undo it. Band-aid. This is not simply another four-year election, but a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. There's a link to a video. Panic in D.C. Q. All right, so all the hard work put in by the president and his people is not going to go to waste, only so that corrupt people can come in and undo it. There is a much bigger plan that is playing out. John Huber has been tasked with investigating and prosecuting the D.C. corruption. I would expect to hear information on the December 5th hearing about charges that may be brought against the Clinton Foundation. Also, I didn't include it in this thread, but I found it last night. There was an article on Zero Hedge, and I think it was a quote from Mark Meadows, who said they now have some whistleblowers from inside the Clinton Foundation that are willing to cooperate and talk about what's been going on. So I think we're going to see some interesting things come out of that hearing. This is the video that Q has posted previously. This video will get Donald Trump elected. If you haven't watched it, you might want to look for it on YouTube. And if you don't understand what Q's mission is, watch the video. It explains Q's mission pretty well. Lisa May Crowley posted a link to a tweet by Corticon about the new header image that General Flynn is using. It just switched a couple days ago. The image of this eagle flying is actually from Corticon's recent video. So Lisa May tweeted that out, put in some Q hashtags, where we go one, we go all, tag General Flynn. And this is the image here. Q posted a link to Lisa May's tweet and said this: "Together we win. Attacks on Matt Whitaker, who's the acting attorney general, will only intensify. The Senate was the target, 53-47. That is the new majority in the Senate." Link to a Reuters news article. I'll get to that in just a second. But this is a graphic that one of the anons put together. It's got Sean Corticon, his tweet on the left. And actually, interesting to note here, he says, "I didn't say anything about General Flynn's background picture the last time he changed it. It was one that Sean actually made. The most recent change, I will. I recorded it. Eagle is a strong image. Same as America, we will win." Then you have a picture of General Flynn's background. And then on the right is a link to the video with his song on it. All right. Q's link at the bottom of that last post is an article about Chuck Grassley's decision to vacate his seat as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he is going to seek to become the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which is being vacated by Orrin Hatch. Grassley has actually held that position twice before. So there's a question: who is going to take over as chair of Senate Judiciary? Lindsey Graham is one person that has been mentioned, but we don't know for sure. All right, we have this drop from Q. Panic in D.C. Did Whitaker remove, in brackets SC, special articles inserted by brackets RR regarding expanded scope version 2? Was the scope narrowed to the original mandate assigned? Item used when walking a dog. Q. Q, I think, here is suggesting that Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general, who is now in charge of the Mueller investigation, has probably modified the expanded scope of Robert Mueller's investigation that was done by Rod Rosenstein, and he restored it to the original scope, effectively putting Mueller and his team on a leash. And since the swamp is counting on Mueller to indict the president, Whitaker's presence is causing a lot of panic. They can see their plans falling apart. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, one of the people who I think we're going to find out eventually, probably Comey and Andrew McCabe have leaked to her. She posted this tweet, kind of a cryptic mess, but I think it's a coded message to signal her buddies in the deep state that there's trouble. OH on the Q train intercom. Attention passengers, the intercom phone is for emergencies only. It is not for asking the conductor questions. OH, I just thought of something. I wonder if that means OH, her last name is Haberman. Operator Haberman, I don't know. She's introducing herself here on the Q train intercom. So why the Q train intercom? Do they know that Q and the president are on to them? And what is the emergency? I think, like I said, this is a signal to her buddies in deep state that they've got trouble and they need to find a way to privately communicate what's going on. So Q posted a link to that Twitter status right here and said FBI 3, DOJ 1, people are nervous, Q. FBI 3, I suspect, is probably a reference to, like I said, Comey, McCabe, and someone else in the FBI, former FBI people, and one person in the DOJ, maybe Rosenstein, or possibly Loretta Lynch, who knows, who need to communicate with Maggie to get their stories straight, and or to get Maggie to put out some hit pieces on Trump's people, speaking of which. We have these articles from Maggie Haberman. She's been tasked with providing cover for the deep state. She wrote this article, dredging up an old and already remedied issue with Ivanka Trump using private email for government-related matters. And it states that the Democrats plan to investigate Ivanka over her use of private emails. They're not going to find anything. It's an old issue, and it's already been remedied. Haberman also wrote this article, rehashing old allegations about the president wanting Hillary Clinton and James Comey prosecuted. Why would Maggie Haberman publish an article sourcing two people familiar with the conversation, again, anonymous sources, saying that, I think this was in April, that Trump supposedly talked to his counsel, Don McGahn, and said that he wanted Sessions to prosecute them. Well, I think this is simply an attempt to make Hillary and Comey's prosecution look hypocritical or politically motivated. All right, we have this post from Q linked to those two articles, and Q wrote, "Do you believe in coincidences? Think D5. Panic in D.C. Q. Attempts by the mainstream media and the deep state to avoid having their corruption exposed will fail. Nothing can stop what is coming. I would manage your expectations about December 5th. Don't have expectations that are unrealistic because you don't want to be disappointed. However, I do think something interesting will come out of the hearing. If nothing else, we're going to learn a little bit about what John Huber has been finding with respect to the Clinton Foundation. The attacks on Q have been taken to a new level. ITV published this article, and they've actually done a documentary exploring the dangerous internet conspiracies like Q. I just threw that in there as extra information. And then I wanted to post this in honor of JFK, who was assassinated 55 years ago yesterday. Rest in peace, Mr. President JFK. Through your wisdom and strength, since your tragic death, patriots have planned, installed, and by the grace of God, activated the beam of light. We will forever remember your sacrifice. May you look down from above and continue to guide us as we ring the bell of freedom and destroy those who wish to sacrifice our children, our way of life, and our world. We the people. Prayer said every single day in the Oval Office. JFK, secret societies, where we go one, we go all. Q. Some of you may know that Laura Loomer has been banned from Twitter. Recently, she was also banned from Facebook. It looks like people who are expressing conservative viewpoints that do not mesh with the mainstream media's view are being singled out and again are being deplatformed. Just want to let everyone know, if at some point in the future either Twitter and Facebook and YouTube go offline completely, or if I end up getting banned from social media, you can always find my videos and my articles on PrayingMedic.com. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.
Thank you.